how can we be sure that Christianity as a religion is the only way to heaven? And if that is the truth, then what happens to people of the Jewish religion and people of the Catholic religion? And can you explain the difference, I guess, between religions and actually the path to heaven?
Yeah. A lot of question in there. And, you know, I'll just kind of take a few of the things. And my memory isn't as good, so hang on if you want to feedback on some of this. The first question, I think, was how can we know that Christianity is the right way? Well, I can know it because I just believe it. But that doesn't mean that it has to be true because I believe it. If that were the case, what you believe, and you really believe it, that it's true, then it has to be true. But wait, I believe something differently. I can't be. So you don't. I don't think there is this thing. All right, prove it. Prove it. That's why we investigate. And I take it a lot like a diet. How do we know? How do we know for sure that this diet is a healthy diet? Because there are great scientists that say this is a healthy diet and it's different than that one. And it even has some contradictions. Now, a lot of people say, well, yeah, that's the very reason that I don't think it's a big deal. If people can't agree, what difference does it make? All right, so I'm going to eat sugar all day. That's all I'm going to eat. Because it doesn't matter, well, I'm going to probably die real quickly, right? I'm going to have big problems. So, no, that's not the answer. What you want to do is investigate and find out, what do I believe? There is truth out there. How do we find what it is, right? I can remember, for instance, a man that I was meeting with came out of the Mormon faith. And he came up to me one day, and somebody brought him to our church, and afterwards he came up, and he was like, what is this all about? You're talking about a whole different deal than what I've been taught. And I've been on my religious this, I've gone on this kind of, you know, missionary journey, and I've done this, and I've believed all my life. And he was all wrapped up in heavy in his faith, and he said, this is all different. I want to meet with you. So we started talking and met together, and as it turned out, he said, well, how can I know this is true, what you're saying? This is different than what I believe. How do you know? I said, I don't know how you know, but I know when you know, you'll know. Well, that made him mad. He said, that's the stupid. Don't tell me you'll know when you know. I said, well, that's all I can help you. If you don't want to meet, that's fine, but all I can tell you is you will know when you know. No, I got to know how I can know. I said, well, you will know when you know. And we kept meeting week after week. And every week he said, now tell me, let's get back. How do I know? And one day he was a big old strong guy. He started weeping. He said, I have to know. How do I know? I said, sorry. You'll know when you know. I was taken through 4 weeks, kind of what we're doing here, but breaking over a 4-week period of time. We got to the fourth week. And I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm a different person. What do you mean? He said, I've become a follower, a true Christian. I think I've understood it. I think I got it. I sense. And I said, well, how do you know? He says, I don't know, but I know. He didn't realize what he was saying. I said, isn't that what we said? You know when you know. How do you know if you're in love? Oh. But I tell you the way I know. I know because I know the change that's taking place in my life, and it's not been something I've worked to bring about. It's something he's done to me. That's the way I know. I find it interesting that you can go all over the world, every different culture, every different sociological division you can imagine, cross every line you want to cross, and people all over the world are saying, I know, and my life has changed, and that's how I know. And that's what you want to find. If it doesn't make a difference in your life, then I would say it's not real. If it does make a difference in your life, then you know it's real. And that's how you know. But I didn't hit all the questions, but that was the first piece I think is most important.